When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Halloween, all. Welcome to one of the great days on the calendar. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. Go to CropMetcalf.com. Get more details and information today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween,
Mr. Cakes.
To you. Hope you're prepared. Hope you have all your candy, everything set up for tonight.
I don't know if I have enough candy.
Pumpkins carved, that whole thing.
Yeah, we got it all set up.
Very good.
The house decorated. I'm not sure if I have enough candy. Might have to pick up another bag.
Very good.
I think we bought zero pumpkins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why.
The wifey loves pumpkins.
Sure. You have pumpkins at your house already?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh. Pumpkins, gourds, candy, the whole nine. Mm. Everything. John Paul Flame is also here.
It took me a second, but you're dressed up as Dan Quinn.
It took you a second?
He's DQ. Yes.
I'm wearing the backwards hat. I'm wearing his standard long... The top portion is not 100% Dan Quinn because he generally goes with long sleeve black t-shirt with a short sleeve shirt, black over top of it is his game day attire. Obviously backwards hat, glasses a lot of the time, and also goatee. Mm-hmm. I had to take care of the facial hair to try to closely resemble.
It took me a second. I was like, because
Dan Quinn.
The thing is, you occasionally use glasses.
Yeah.
So that's what was throwing me.
Yeah. These are not obviously prescription. These are cosmetic glasses from Amazon.
You just look like regular old Cakes to me.
He wouldn't even crack the code.
No. Jason already said, "Oh, you're DQ."
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I saw the hat backwards. He never wears his hat backwards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear my hat backwards. Goatee. I mean, that's definitely different.
I don't know. I don't document how you wear your hat every day.
Understood. Usually, it's forward.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-backwards hat. I'm just usually not a backwards hat
guy. But I knew he was
going to
dress up because he usually does.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be in here in your makeup and everything.
I got up too late.
I saw Jenks walking by. I don't know what he is, some sort of goblin or something. Okay. Did you see him?
I haven't seen Jenks dressed up.
He's the Hamburglar.
Oh, he's the Hamburglar.
Oh, Hamburglar.
That's a great costume.
Okay, I didn't know. It was black and white stripes.
You don't know the Hamburglar when you see him?
A goblin.
What about Grimace? Would you know Grimace?
Is that the purple one?
Purple, yeah.
Yeah, I would know
How
him.
About Ronald McDonald? Would you know him if you saw him?
I would know Ronald. he just looked like some sort of goblin to me. But if you say
the Hamburglar,
is the Hamburglar a goblin?
No, he's a short, sawed-off dude that wears a hat and steals hamburgers from Ronald McDonald and Company.
Okay. I mean, I think I've seen him on a glass back in the 70s.
Sure.
Yeah,
I feel like their characters are old school and aren't really up to date.
They're for nostalgia. I mean, I don't think they use them a lot of their current marketing.
I mean, it was used to be
people,
cool.
Old people like us, like EB would reference. They would have giveaways of like drinking glasses with the Hamburglar, aka a goblin, Grimace, Ronald McDonald, and every kid wanted like the whole set of glasses.
Yeah, right.
They are from the 70s, and that's where they left them until recently.
Right.
When they brought
they
Grimace
come back.
Back. Well, they brought Grimace back.
They brought
it's
back
not the, like they're you're seeing those guys in the commercials all the time.
Should right. They should do the glasses again.
They should.
They were so cool.
I would want a set.
If you had a Ronald McDonald glass, it was kid. It was cool
sure,
when you were a kid.
Definitely.
I always liked the Grimace. That was my favorite.
Right. So do your boys, Vinny and Joe, because they have a big Grimace thing with the Mets.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, Grimace. Don't you know? Grimace came out and pitched the first pitch, and then the Mets went on a heater.
You haven't heard that lore from your boys, Vinny and Joe?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I mean, I don't talk about.
I mean,
like,
I barely know baseball.
It was like the Mets' biggest story of the year. That and the OMG thing.
OMG, Hawk Tua throwing out the first pitch.
Grimace. Nothing. Nothing's registering.
They even brought. They even brought the Rizzler to try and give him some juice.
The Rizzler. He went out and did this 100 times.
Yeah.
Did this. Yeah. Did that.
So, DQ, what is today? Today's Thursday. Yesterday, yep. So Monday's to tell the truth Monday.
I think it's Monday. Wednesday's tell the truth Monday.
Wednesday's competition Wednesday.
Okay. Thursday, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Game plan installment.
I'm not sure what the theme is for Thursday.
Maybe Tuesday's Taco Tuesday.
A lot of, hey, let's go kick some ass. Let's rock.
Yeah.
Throw up. He loves to throw up this sign, the hang loose sign.
That's we're ready to rock. He
ready
says
to
that
rock.
A lot.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how we roll.
Yeah.
Says that a lot.
There's a lot of catchphrases that Coach DQ.
This is how we get down. He says
he does that. That's his bit too.
This is how we get down.
So these are the buzzwords I'm going to throw at the kids when they come to the door for Halloween.
When they ask you, they say, "Well, you know, you cut Jamin Davis this week." He goes, "Yeah, you know, whatever. This is how we get down. You know, we're always trying to improve the roster. This is how we get down."
Very good.
Are you going to be dressed up as DQ for Halloween tonight?
I mean, it's not hard. I mean, it's black sweatpants, a long sleeve T-shirt, and a backwards hat.
Did you already have that shirt, or did you have to go out and purchase it?
No, I bought it. Fanatics. I mean, it couldn't be easier to buy Commander's gear. So, yeah, I ordered it.
So you're going to open the door with the microphone
sure,
on?
Sure, why not?
Oh. All right, good.
I mean, I don't have any other costumes in the chamber that I know of.
That works.
Floating around my house.
I think my house is going to be dark. We have candy, but I think it's going to be dark. We're not going to be home. My daughter has a volleyball game.
Ah, nobody home?
Nobody's going to be
just
home.
Just leave a basket of candy out front?
I don't even know if we'll do that. What's the point?
I mean, you're going to eat all the candy yourself?
I guess
it would
be better
kids?
To give it away. I've been eating a lot of little mini Twix and Snickers.
I definitely went to Harris Teeter a couple days ago, and I bought, I think it was like $48 worth of candy. Mm. Candy's expensive.
That's about what I spent last night.
It's so pricey.
You're going to mock me because I didn't know this.
Should have gone to Costco. I'm a Costco guy.
I went to Costco last night. I didn't know they closed at 8.
Oh, I had no idea.
I've never been there after 8.
I figured they closed at 9. I would have guessed 9.
I'm strictly my.
They closed at 8 p.m. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
My Costco runs are limited.
Closed.
They're either right when they open, like on a Sunday morning, 10 a.m., which, by the way, the Costco in Gaithersburg, their posted hours are 10 a.m. to whatever, probably 4 or 5. They definitely let people in early because they know everybody's just desperate to get in there, get their stuff done, and get on with the rest of their day.
They do?
They're letting people in like 9:45. They don't care. They just want to make extra money.
I saw there's a big viral report that Jimmy Fallon was making fun of the Costco guys. Like, he had the Costco guys
he did
on,
have them on.
And everyone's attacking him, saying that he was being mean to the Costco
guys. Well, it looked like he had had enough of the booms after about 5 or 10 of them. And he just looked... Now, part of it's probably editing.
Yeah.
But he did look like he had had enough of the Rizzler, Big Justice, and who's the dad?
AJ.
AJ's the dad.
Yeah. I think he was doing a bit.
He may have been.
I saw a clip where he looked like he was like, laughing.
This is a kind of annoying bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll buy it. They said he was mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jimmy Fallon, who used to come on the show weekly.
He did. That's right. He was trying to build an audience back in the day.
That's when he was on after Jay Leno, I believe.
How many years ago was that? That had to be like 15 years ago.
I remember we were in that terrible studio. We were in the side studio in Fairfax where Jason used to just like spit on the carpet.
It was early 2000s, wasn't it?
That's where he threw oranges at Brett.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't the main studios at WJFK in Fairfax.
That was so long ago.
It was the side studio.
Yeah.
That was so long ago. I think I kind of have this in my memory.
Like,
I think I still had...
Maybe.
I still had like a song as a ringtone on my phone. Like, remember, Pete, that was a cool thing to do?
Yeah. Let me guess, it was Poison.
No, it was, I think it was like a Day to Remember, like a pop punk band.
Does nobody do that anymore? That's not a thing
I don't think people generally have most songs just, as their ringtones.
They just
anymore.
Have like a buzz. Most
I think,
have it on
I mean,
buzz.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm out of the loop, but I think that's the case.
I haven't heard many songs as a ringtone. Yeah, I think
none of the kids have songs on their phones as ringtones?
No, but I tried to bring it back 2 years ago, and it just kind of only lasted about like a week, and I just got sick of it.
What song did you pick?
So it was,
you're an old soul.
It was my text tone, and it was the Old Spice whistle. And it would just tilt me, especially.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
I mean, give me the Old Spice whistle.
I mean, Valdez can play it. I don't know if I'm not that good of a whistler, so I don't think I can do it. And he may be. That's it. Valdez is adept at whistling. Good for him.
Sounded like a nice whistle. I didn't recognize it, though. Shocker.
Yeah.
Hey, so
I mean, you didn't recognize the hamburger.
Mike Moore, what are you doing tonight for Halloween? What's going on in Arlington?
We're doing exactly what we did last year, and it's bring the bonfire pit out front, set up a bunch of chairs, bring the speaker out, play some Halloween music, bonfire, probably drink a couple Miller Lights, and then just give out candy. And last year we had about 15 trick-or-treaters, so
not bad. I'm expecting a heavy Halloween playlist today.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it is
all
Halloween.
Scary music.
I mean, it should all be.
Forgot about that theme.
Young girls do, like, you know, young 25-year-old women, what do they do for Halloween? They just have parties? They go out? Like, what are they doing?
Dress up like tramps?
Yeah.
I mean, that's first and foremost.
I'm sure the bars will probably be flooded tonight, but, you know, early rising for me tomorrow.
Thursday night, Halloween. Oh, the bars are going to be.
I think that might be
hopping.
That could potentially be a big night for you there, bud.
Well, tomorrow's a big, big night because, you know, my birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
We're getting a little connection downtown. So we'll get set up with some bottles and stuff. So it should be a good time tomorrow.
Some bottles.
What are you getting? Bottle service at a fancy swanky club?
Jay-Z over there?
No, but I talked to my boy Chuck Lee, and last time we went out, he hooked us up with stuff.
Very
so,
good. Chuck Lee, I mean, he's
nice.
Just.
Yeah, exactly.
He just hooks
everybody. Are you heading to Hyde Social?
No, this was at Clarendon Ballroom last time we went out. This was like maybe 2 months ago, and it was just a show.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was crazy.
This is you're kind of reliving like Adam's days.
Have a drink for me. Get blackout. Get responsible. Well, close to responsibly blackout.
Will you be in studio tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you'll be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
But Cake says he spent $48 on candy. That's almost exactly how much I spent last night. So I went to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I got there around 8:15. I figured it was open.
Yeah.
And I started walking in there, and one of the big hangar doors was open. Mm-hmm. That was the exit. Entrance was shut down. The guy's like, we're closed.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my phone. I don't use a watch.
Mm-hmm.
8:12.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? So then I pivoted and went to Giant, and I got the minis. I know some people get the full size bars.
Yeah, I don't go big. I mean,
they had the buy two, get one free. So I got Crunch. I got Reese's. Nice. I got Hershey bars.
Very good.
I got Butterfingers. Mm-hmm. I think Butterfingers are underrated.
I think they're pretty good.
I know Ross Tucker was hyping up the Take Five.
Yeah.
Butterfingers underrated.
Mm.
I like Butterfingers. They're good.
But my wife wants us to go to our old neighborhood to go trick-or-treating, and one of our friends is having a party. And I feel like somebody's got to hang back at the house to pass out the candy.
Or you just put it in the basket
out front.
Or you
can always just put it in the bowl right out front. I mean, the older kids will take 70 pieces.
Time. Yeah. Some of the real D-gens at the end of the night, they just dump it all in their bag.
Yeah, that's definitely
Or I might
happens.
Get Dylan to hang back.
Yeah, he's not into trick-or-treating.
He's not dressing up.
I can't imagine.
He's not dressing up.
He'll be into like watching Jets-Texans tonight on the Thursday night game, I would assume.
Squirrel said they spent $150 on candy.
Really?
Well, I'm not surprised that he does. He must have a billion kids in his neighborhood.
Probably a younger neighborhood, new neighborhood.
Well, we have a ton of kids that come by. Last year, we almost ran out.
Yeah.
Hey, don't bring all your leftover candy in.
That's a
I know, Jason. I'm talking to you, Jason.
Oh, you are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want me to do that?
You don't
want to
eat it?
It's too much of
a... It goes right to my thighs.
Yeah.
It's too tempting.
If you guys don't eat it, then it's in my house and I'll eat it.
I know that's why you bring it in is because you're somewhat healthy and you don't want to be snacking on Tootsie Rolls.
Here's how you don't bring extra candy in. You just hook the kids. You give them like 6 pieces of candy when they show up. Who cares?
Maybe they do.
No, but you always have extra.
It kind of depends on how many kids come through. I mean, sometimes, some years they come through and I got 100 of them.
You have to figure it out as you go. Like, if it's a huge stream of kids, you got to limit it, kind of ration it. But if it's a trickle, especially the kids who come late, they're just going to get. They're going to get a bonanza of candy dumped their...
They can take whatever they want.
I think it's Jason who buys Nubs candy.
Okay. Because
he brings it in here. Right. It's always like the mini
Smarties.
No.
Okay.
Crackle.
Okay.
You know, Mr. Goodbar.
Like, yes, Dots.
Like the regular Hershey's.
Yeah, Dots.
No. It's that horrible bag. They're all the crap.
Good and plenty.
Baby Ruth's.
The cheaper bags.
No, it's like 4 different ones. It's Mr. Goodbar, Crackle, the plain Hershey bar.
I had to draw a line in the sand.
We have Reese's Cups, too.
I was perusing the candy, like the multi-packs. Any multi-pack that had an Almond Joy in it, I wouldn't buy it. Because I'm not going to spoil a kid's Halloween by giving them a candy with coconut in it.
You don't know good candy.
I mean,
you
the worst, the worst candies
are so good.
The worst candies you can get as a kid are those stupid dots in the yellow box.
Right.
Those are hard on your
Mounds
teeth.
Mounds or Almond Joy.
Mounds or Almond Joys are awful. Dum Dums. If you get Dum Dums, your house deserves to be egged.
You mean that the little suckers,
the tiny lollipops?
Yeah, the tiny lollipops that, that the dentist gives you after your cleaning.
I got to. I think we've got an assortment of candy. We do have gummy bears, by the way.
Those are delicious.
Yeah. We do have gummy
bears. Underrated. Bring those in if you have extra, because I'll eat them.
But, Drabby, I think we've got some mini Snickers. I think we've got some Reese's Cups.
Okay, that's premium candy right there.
Kit Kats.
We'll take those.
Solid.
I think we've got those a little Kit Kat. Little,
I guarantee you got the little ones, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
You think this miser is going to give out full-size
bars? I'm not giving full-size bars out. You think I'm going to spend $150 like Dum Dum Squirrel?
Hey, do you have Nerds? Where you take the box and literally pour the entire box in your mouth.
So good.
That's a great sugar rush, though.
They're delicious.
It's amazing feeling.
It's fantastic.
Last night I dipped into, before bed, watching the Wizards. We can get into that in the next segment as we open up the sports page.
I saw Bilal went off.
He did.
He did.
I had one Reese's Cup.
Swept the Hawks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Butterfingers and two Crunches.
Oh, man, that is quite a
But they
snack
were all minis.
Bed.
Sure.
They're delicious.
Believe me, I've been doing the same thing all week.
All they are is delicious.
Yeah.
All right, so happy Halloween. Hope everybody has a great one. It's an amazing day. It just is. It's not a holiday, but it should be. Coming up on the show today, Brian Baldinger will join us. We'll talk NFL with him.
Baldy.
Odyssey NFL Insider will join us at 7:20. Dave Richard will give you that sage fantasy advice that everybody needs because Week 9 kicks off. Tonight, we'll talk to Doubter. Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals joins us at 8:45. And hello, friends. Jim Nantz is joining us at 9:15. We've got a packed Halloween show right here on The Junks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.